Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it?
Just a little bit.
But lots has been happening, and lots of changes as well.
Some major changes, really, to the project as a whole.
Basically, we discovered that the CRISPR idea might not be possible. Overall, there's a number of reasons. It's too expensive. Nothing's worked so far, and it's kind of the thing that you want to work straight away. So instead of going down that route for 4 weeks and then not getting a product at the end, we decided to, the sad change, we decided to change to different projects.
Yep.
Still doing the Killer Red and Killer Orange stuff.
Which was the first initial.
Which was the initial idea anyway. And the reason we made it modular was so that we can change it if things go wrong.
Bits have changed.
Bits have changed anyway. Yeah, but now we're looking into maybe ultimately make a paper at the end of it. But we'll have a chemical kill switch in the Killer Orange and Killer Red. And we'll have an enzymatic kill switch in with lysozyme. And one that targets the DNA with DNase-1.
And compare that to plasmid versus...
Yeah, plasmid versus genome. So we're still keeping the genome integration stuff in there. But
if we can put it in.
If we can work it in the time.
Yeah.
So it's still a bit modular. But hopefully, fingers crossed, everything will start working now.
We did get a colony of Cas9.
Yeah, we got one colony.
We think it's speculative. We did overnight. Me and Dan did overnight it and sent it for sequencing.
Yeah, we mini-prepped it and transformed it, sent it for sequencing. Hopefully, it's something, just to show that we did something right,
cool.
If anything else. But yeah, we did get one colony. And then some stuff that we ordered a while ago for CRISPR also came, so it's kind of like rubbing it in a bit.
Solving to the wound.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, the lab's been very busy. Other than that, we've been preparing stuff. Eloise's Q5 didn't work 4 or 5 times, and then we realised it was because we were using the wrong strain of E. coli. So that was a bit depressing.
I just heard something, origin, something.
Yeah, the origin.
Physics brain kicked in. Yeah. It's just like, yep, cool.
Yeah, and you've been looking at modelling some of the new stuff.
Yeah, so I've taken on trying to model lysozyme and DNase-1, and yeah, it feels like that's all my life is at the moment, but I'm slowly getting to grips with it, looking at the way that lysozyme works with gram-negative bacteria, which is slightly more complicated than it would have been with gram-positive, so it's a bit annoying that E. coli is gram-negative, but hopefully it'll produce a good model at the end of it all. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. My model's been developing a bit. We've still got a bit of work to do on the reactive oxygen species. Yeah. The thing is, like, Carnegie Mellon and Grenoble produced amazing models in the past. And although it's tempting just to take it and be like, this produces good results for what we want, we thought, well, what's the point?
Well,
we need to be original. What's the point of looking at previously done things rather than producing our own and then comparing? And it might be better, you never know. So we're working on that at the moment. I got the first bit of it made today for the protein production, and then we just have to stick the constants in once we find decent ones, which is the next step. It's pretty difficult, so much conflicting literature.
Yeah, that's biology, thank you. Yeah.
We also emailed the American Society of Microbiology and the Society of Microbiology in the UK in order to see if we can get our data and science up on their website on the podcast, which would be really good for our outreach, our communications, that sort of thing. Which is what we're really going quite strong on that for the competition overall, so we're just trying to get as much.
And really excitingly,
out of nowhere,
there's a conference going on at Exeter at the moment for behavioural ecology or something like that. And in the forum, we were walking past, there was a stand that said, Richard Dawkins, book signing at 12:40. So we obviously all bought our book immediately and got it signed. But Alice also went up to him and said, would he mind having a quick interview with us to talk about some things? And we have a little interview, which will be on YouTube by the time this video goes up. It's on YouTube now.
Mm.
But it's like a little interview talking about his work, why he was an Exeter, but also talking about what he thinks we can do to change the public's perception of science in general, how we can improve public engagement with science. So check that out.
It's the first time he's been to the uni as well.
It's really exciting. We were really lucky to just...
We tried to email. Well, we were looking to email him the week before and got nowhere.
Yeah.
And then we just bumped into him, so...
Yeah, it was very, very good.
It was meant to be.
Yeah.
And the Desert Island Science will sort of hot up in the next few weeks, I think. We'll get more people in and get more videos out there, I think.
Got loads of people set up for it.
Loads of people set up, yeah. So that's very exciting.
Yeah, Alice is doing a good job.
And today in the lab, it was a bit of a disaster, to be honest. Nothing really worked at all. But one positive thing at the end of it was we overnight cultured some plasmids. And should they be all fine, they should be all fine, tomorrow we might be able to assemble our killer orange code and optimize part and the killer red part
as well.
That's
a new part for the registry.
And that's our new part for the registry. So hopefully that all works tomorrow and then we can begin testing it and hopefully get some results to show for it.
With 3 weeks or so left.
It's not all doom and gloom. I know they're being a bit negative, but it's not all that bad.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
It'll
positivity.
Be fine.
Yeah. So it's all exciting. Busy few weeks ahead. Yeah. Still high hopes.
Is everything?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.